former boss of mine once quipped, "George, in this industry, you gotta have a cast iron stomach, a fractured sense of humor, wild imagination, and nerves of steel." I thought to myself, what the heck does he think radio is all about? Rocket science? A high wire act? Open heart surgery? I thought being a DJ was all about sounding great and playing equally great music. Hello once again and welcome to this masterclass. This is the third of a series of episodes devoted to broadcasting, since a lot of people have been asking me to talk about my life and how to stay alive in radio. After all, I guess my 50 years in radio amounted to something, huh? So I decided to dedicate a number of episodes to talk about broadcasting in general and radio in particular, from performance to programming, to news to production, to sales and marketing to engineering. In other words, it's like a four-semester college course compressed to a number of podcast episodes. So let's go back to DJ qualities. Those characteristics I enumerated. A cast iron stomach. A fractured sense of humor. A wild imagination. And nerves of steel all translate to one thing. Discipline. Let me explain. Being an on-air personality requires you to act and speak like an on-air personality. Your listeners expect you to entertain and inform them. So, that's what you do. Entertain and inform. You can't let your mood of the day control your on-air performance. In other words, leave your personal baggage outside the radio station door. Your listeners don't give a rat's ass if you just broke up with your significant other, or if you have a toothache, or if your mom died. They are tuned in to feel good, not to empathize with your problems. Sounds bizarre? Heartless? True. But that's the reality of radio and broadcast. I remember a DJ I had who was suffering from a nasty toothache. He would wince in pain throughout his show. But every time he switched the microphone on, you'd think he was having the greatest time of his life. Now that was a sight to behold. One minute, he was doubled up in pain. The next minute, he was all smiles while talking on air. Some years ago, I was doing a show when I got a call from my mom telling me that one of my brothers was involved in a car accident. She asked me if I could check him out, since he was rushed to the hospital. So I said yes. Mobile phones weren't in vogue that time, so I didn't have a way of contacting him immediately. And I had to finish my show before I could rush to him. So for the next couple of hours, I was there worried sick about him, but couldn't show it on air. I had to wait for my show to finish before I could show some emotion. My first Christmas as a DJ was traumatic. I was the sign-on jock, 5 to 9 in the morning. I was looking forward to going home to celebrate with the family and go on a Christmas date with my girlfriend. 9 o'clock came, and nobody was around to replace me. And in radio, you can't leave your spot unless someone replaces you. I was hungry and thirsty. There was no phone inside the booth. It was locked inside the manager's office. There was no drinking water, only water from the bathroom tap. I couldn't go out to buy food since I was all alone with the technician. The food deliveries weren't invented yet. So there I was, doing a double shift on Christmas morning without food or water. But as they say, the show must go on. At 1 o'clock, the next DJ didn't show up too. I was ready to murder someone, but I had to get on with the job. So I kept on going, running on fumes, playing the same old rotten songs I've been playing at the break of dawn, making it sound like I enjoyed what I was doing and wondering if this was a conspiracy. At 4, nobody shows up again, and I resigned myself to the fact that shit happens. And it had to happen on Christmas Day. Finally, at 7 in the evening, the scheduled DJ arrives. He didn't even show any sympathies, just took over the board. I went home after 14 hours of continuous music, exhausted, drained, and didn't have an appetite for any Christmas feast. My very first Christmas as a DJ. But this I have to say, I never showed anger or disappointment on air. It was business as usual. Nobody would have ever imagined I was bone-tired, pissed to hell. Such is the life of a DJ. You don't have holidays. In fact, holidays are considered more important since we get more listeners. That's why DJs dread the scheduling assignments for Christmas and New Year's Eve. You get the midnight shift, and there go your holiday Eve celebrations. We can't even record our shows. Everything had to be live. I had a boss, though, who had a lot of compassion. He would volunteer to take on Christmas and New Year's Eve slots live. And he was the big boss. Mike Pedero was and is that kind of person. He may be a taskmaster, hard to please, and exacting in his standards, but he cared a lot for his team. He was my first mentor in radio in DZLM AM. Became my boss again in a station called 99.5 RT. We now play together in a band, and I consider him one of my closest friends. And he's considered as the sensei of radio programming. More about his stations in future episodes. Listeners will call, text, message, and visit you, and they can really be a pain. Again, you just have to live with that. They're part and parcel of radio. Without them, you won't have a job. One of my best DJs, Sunny Z, always wanted to do his show alone. He wanted to concentrate on having a good one all the time. There was an instance when he almost freaked out when a horde of fans came visiting. Not just fans, they came all the way from Ilocos, a good 12-hour trip. Now, Sunny didn't exactly relish the idea of entertaining them while doing his show, so he walked out of the booth and went to the production room. My secretary alerted me, and I went to see him. I understood exactly where he was coming from. However, I told him, those guests were the reason why his show was rating. Would he prefer otherwise? So reluctantly, he had to go back to the booth, face the visitors, and talk to them with a smile while doing his show. Sunny Z, one of the best DJs I've ever had the pleasure of working with. Speaking of the best DJs, a lot of people keep asking me, who, for me, are the best DJs? That's difficult, because you can't go on air if you suck. But among the notables, I hope these guys forgive me for mentioning their names. I'd love to mention some of them. First off, my idols when I was still in high school. Freddie Dandan of DZWS with a golden voice was one of my early mentors. He was a production whiz, and he taught me all the tricks of the trade. Jimmy Labrador, Handy Andy, and Charlie Brown of DZRJ sounded like they came out of West Coast radio. Appropriately, DZRJ was then called the Pacific Powerhouse Boss Radio, which had its origins in San Francisco. Sir Mikey, who became McNally, who became Mike Pedero of DZUW, DZBM, and 99.5 RT, among others, was a monster on air. The best program guru in the business. Steve O'Neill and Ricky Dizon of DZBM had this knack of plucking out obscure songs and artists and converting them to hits. Comedian Joey DeLeon, who was on AM radio during his younger years, was already hilarious even during those early days. Joey Don Rue and Jeremiah Jr. of 99.5 RT. Jeremiah is a master of disaster. He manages to turn on-air flubs or boo-boos into magical moments. One time, his song was already over, and all you can hear was the needle scratching the record. It went on for about 30 seconds. In radio, that's a capital offense. You could get fired. Know what he did? He calmly switched the microphone on, said the call letters, and quipped. That was the sound of silence. Now, how do you berate someone who could think of something like that? The brothers Bob Curry and Big O'Brien of 99.5 RT and WKC had probably the best voices on radio. Big, booming, authoritative. It was like God speaking from that FM receiver. Not surprisingly, Bob is now one of the most sought-after voiceover talents in Canada. Speaking of WKC, Hillbilly Willie was a combination of wit, professionalism, excellence, and brains. No wonder he was considered one of the top jocks in his time. North Andrew, who is now a record company executive, was one of the most irreverent jocks I've ever heard. He was a Jeremiah Jr. Jr. Excellent timing, tight programming. His ad-libs were spot on, edgy, and hilarious. I mentioned Sunny Z earlier. When I was running Kiss FM, I had what one might call the Dream Team, and I called it the Kiss Air Force. Eric Kane, Vince St. Price, Dick Rees, Jeremiah Jr., Jiggy, Stoney Burke, Sunny Z, and two of the hottest news hands then, Pinky and Lindy. That was the on-air crew made in heaven. June Banag and Joe DiMango parlayed their soothing voices to become the on-air shoulders to cry on. They gave timely advices to heartbroken listeners. The perfect formula for interactive radio when radio wasn't that interactive yet. They were the FM versions of the legendary Tia Deli. On the lighter side, there was, and still is, the extremely funny Papa Jack, giving crazy and fractured advices to the lovelorn. Remember what I said? You need a fractured sense of humor in this job. And of course, the lovable Nicole Hiala, the morning drive queen who captured the imagination of almost half of morning listeners nationwide. I once went to Butuan City down south, and I saw a large streamer on an office building welcoming Nicole Hiala to the city. And I thought I was a popular DJ. How come I never saw a streamer with my name on it? These outstanding talents are responsible for putting radio at the center of the Filipino home. They provided what listeners want in radio, entertainment, and information. But wait, there's more. In the next episode, we'll talk about more about other radio personalities, including the news people. And hopefully, I'd be able to recall some personalities I've inadvertently left out in this episode. We'll have more fun, more anecdotes, and more information on radio next time around. And if you want to know some specifics, drop me a line at george@cutprintproductions.com. That's george@cutprintproductions.com. Let's talk about what you want me to talk about. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. I'll see you again next week. Stay safe and sane. Good night, and God bless. Ad maiorem Dei gloriam.